Are you ready to turn market downturns into strategic wins? In the next few minutes, Squire Servance, founder of Zurich Bio, unveils how current venture capital funding challenges create unique opportunities for savvy investors. Discover how to acquire valuable assets, address health inequities, and thrive in a changing landscape. We had a similar topic this morning with Owen Reynolds from Techless Ventures. He's from the US, migrated to Europe. Some people do that. And we touched on that. And he also mentioned that we had two IPOs recently, Arm and Instacart. And when I look at the dynamics, I mean, I hope I remember it right. The latest post I've read on LinkedIn about the Instacart IPO was that the latest investors on the private market in the last round before the IPO got a 75% cut in their valuation. So, I mean, when this hits the balance sheets then of the VCs and they report it back to their LPs and say, I mean, yeah, we recovered 25%. What's your opinion? How will that be taken by LPs? Could that motivate them to put more money into the market?
So, can you repeat that last question?
With Instacart, I remember that the valuation cut from the last private round to the IPO valuation was about 75%. So, the investors lost money. And I was just thinking, I mean, what's the message to LPs when we have such IPOs?
Well, I mean, there's no crystal ball on how companies are going to play out. The markets are, you know, so for the most part, try to be efficient. When I talk to LPs, it's generally that, you know, and you have to describe how you view IPOs. I kind of generally view it as just, it's another fundraising mechanism, right? But, you know, the way I focus definitely in the life sciences space, because I get questions around, you're focused on health equity. How big is that market? What does that mean? And, you know, we kind of define these health equity diseases where there's a great health disparity on a variety of different dimensions. But when we look at it, it's a global market. The diseases that we're looking at just financially from a global market share perspective are over half a trillion. So it is a big market where we're playing in. right now. And we couple that with the fact that our strategy is specifically around venture creation. So acquiring assets, acquiring products and building companies. And we're in a place now where I think around 66, 67% of CEOs at biotech and pharma companies are looking to divest products. So we're able, there's a great market to acquire products for us. We think it's going to be a great opportunity to for exits in the future, given how the landscape of biotech and pharma is playing out. The big drivers are it's about $200 billion of revenue at risk tied to patent expirations over the next 7 to 10 years. And there's gaps in pharma company pipelines. And so you have access to products now, 3 to 7 years, we think is the opportune time where, you know, pharma companies, biotech are going to deploy their, you know, they're sitting on a lot of cash now and deploy that cash to fill the gaps in their pipeline. And so when I talk to LPs, that's the conversation that I'm having around the landscape, specifically in life sciences space.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, the market is down. And this is always the best time to invest. I mean, the valuations are low. 2 years ago, the valuations were just mesmerizing. I think also on public markets, are the public life science companies that are pre-market. I think the CRISPR Intellia 60% down from the peak.
Yeah.
Thanks for diving into this conversation with us. If you found Squire's insights valuable, please link, comment, and subscribe to the channel. Your support helps to continue bringing impactful perspectives from experts in venture capital and healthcare innovation to you, the listener.